Merry Christmas. My name is Father John Cusick, and along with my colleagues in the Office of Young Adult Ministry, Mrs. Socorro Perez and Dr. Kate DeVries, we wish you
a very Merry Christmas. For the next few minutes, we're going to celebrate the Christ child, God's great gift to us. Let's celebrate Christmas through the wonder and beauty of Christmas carols, the Christmas story, and some very special reflections. Reflections that some of you shared with us about the birth of Christ.
We asked a number of people to reflect on a question we got from the title of a very sacred Christmas carol that we all know so well. What child is this?
The responses were amazing, inspiring, touching, and profound. Thank you. Throughout this recording, we'll be sharing some of them with you in the hope that we can all grow in faith by delving a little deeper into the mystery of this Christmas child.
So let us begin this wonderful Christmas celebration, a celebration of the one given to us by God, the Christ child.
And wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Joy
to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
What child is this? Carolyn writes, I am a new mom. For me, this child is a reflection of how God manifests himself in all of us. I look at the Christ child and see my baby.
This child is the light of the world, says Tracy, the center of faith and guidance, the ultimate example of goodness, love, giving, and of peace for how Christians can live their lives.
Paul writes, what child is this? This child is born in South Africa to parents who are HIV positive and who may not survive the disease and will be raised by his or her grandmother and extended family. The child has a difficult start in the world and is born into the poverty of the streets. With the love and mercy of family and friends and the church, this life may be nurtured and achieve great success. This child is born on the streets of Baghdad or Darfur, frightened by the noise of warfare and born into an unstable and insecure world. This child may be raised by its extended family because one of the parents may be fighting the battle and the other parent fighting for survival.
This child is born in India to parents who were taken in the tsunami. And this child is being raised on the streets, crying out for security, stability, and nurturance. Will not anyone care for this child? Will not anyone provide for this child? Will not anyone accept this child? This child is also born in Mississippi to parents who have survived Hurricane Katrina, but continue to live in a FEMA trailer because work cannot be found and a stable home cannot be established. Won't someone help them find a home? Ah, this child is born in Chicago, in the United States of America, to two healthy parents who are working long hours to make their lives stable and successful. This child may be raised by grandparents or in daycare. This child may receive a quality education to succeed in life.
We are this child. We are the children of this world looking for our place to dwell, looking for security, stability, and peace. May this gift of life in the Christ child continue to empower us with the love of God and the desire for peace and healing for our world.
What child is this? Mary shares this reflection with us. Enfolded in his mother's embrace, the baby Christ child offers hope to a world that clamors for war, violence, and greed. The earth and all its inhabitants fight for the pressing glory of righteous ideologies as the tiny Prince of Peace seemingly sleeps soundly. The hope of the manger babe beckons us to embrace the hope of Easter morn, where death gives way to life, where hope in Christ conquers all.
Paul shares, this is the most dangerous child because within him lies the chance for every human being to be changed, to become transformed, to get one step closer to the reign of God. How dangerous, how wonderful our world might be if we truly listened to the words and followed the actions of the child in the manger who became the man on the cross.
This child, I pray, lands in the manger this year. Is the child of vision, the child who sees not the fringe, the extreme, but the child who finds the common thread that runs through the core of the matter. The child who hears the gentle lub-dub of the human heart. No matter the layers heaped on the heart, no matter the pounds of flesh, the color of skin, no matter the words put to the prayer from the lips at the heart, we all share the very same lub-dub of the heart sound. Through the steel of the stethoscope, we all sound nearly the same. The child of vision needs no instrument to see that the heart, the most human heart, pulses there beneath the ribs in a rhythm universal. I pray for the child this year, says Mary, to be the one who sees and hears not the distinction, the difference, the places at odds, but rather the Holy Communion that makes us a people all over the world of one holy God.
Deirdre adds, this child, I believe, is the little part in all of us that seeks good.
What child is this? Well, there is something about a baby that draws attention in general. They are so little. They are so defenseless, and yet on some level we really envy them. They are new to this world without any baggage. Their lives have yet to be written. At Christmas time, there is a renewing of faith in seeing God in other people and in giving to others in gifts, time, and prayers. My hope is that people use this newness of life as a motivation to continue to seek out ways to heal themselves and others, not just during this time, but around year-round. And we thank Rebecca for sharing that with us.
Joanna says, this mere child is the personification of all children ever here on earth, past, present, and future. This child and every child since is the joy in my heart, the light in my eyes, the peace and longing at mix in my soul, the laughter that turns my life around, the tears that stop me on a dime. This child brings with it all the chances in the world for goodness, for love, for light, for peace. All we need do is go deep inside ourselves, clear our eyes, wash away our doubts and fears, and embrace him. Embrace this child and all that he stands for, all that he is. This child, our child.
The commemoration of the birth of Jesus Christ is God's gift to us, and it is the story we share with all the world. It is the story underneath the words, Merry Christmas. Let us listen again, as if we are hearing it now for the very first time, the story of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from the Gospel of Luke.
In those days, Caesar Augustus published a decree ordering a census of the whole world. This first census took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to register, each to his own town. And so Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to David's town of Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to register with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. While they were there, the days of her confinement were completed. She gave birth to her first son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Song on high, the virgin
sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Okay, what child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping?
Beatrice answers, "This child is a mystery born out of a miracle. He was a curious boy with the power of eternity. He was a wise man and is a risen Lord. His love is incomprehensible and his grace confounding. This child who was man is risen Lord, Father, lover, and mother, desiring nothing less than all of me."
Darius tells us that God is not the voice speaking down upon us, nor a bush ablaze. God is not a storm that shakes the earth with its thunder, nor a titan on a chariot of golden horses. Our God is a child, meek and lowly. God is a newborn still needing to be held close to his mother, a baby that is so humble and non-threatening. Yet here is God, present for all the angels and shepherds to see, the two crowds mixed together in a symbolic gesture of the lowest and the simplest of the earth in attendance with the grandest and celestial beings of the heavens. And in that moment, we get a glimpse of the salvation that this child was born to grant us. An ever-living, and few will argue with you. Tell them your God needed to be bathed, cleaned, cared for. Kids may look at you more strangely. Tell them he was probably breastfed and slept in a barn for a week or two, and they will look at you even more strangely than the cow had to look at the glowing angel in the sky that fateful night. This is the beauty and mystery of our faith. Why our God would do this, we may never fully grasp, but he did it for us. And for that, we should be eternally grateful. It is what makes us blessed and so unique as part of his church and his body.
Dawn suggests the child is the innocence and purity and selflessness that the world needs, that we need. In the humblest of ways, a child, especially an infant, can melt even the hardest of hearts.
At that time, he was a child like any other. When I first saw my own son, a lot went through my own mind. What is ahead of him? What struggles will he have to go through? Will he make a contribution to the world? Will we be able, his mom and I, to provide well for him? I didn't want to think too far into the future, or it could be paralyzing. But I wanted to just try to appreciate that for this moment, all is well, and the baby has unlimited potential. And Frank continues to share with us, "Did Mary think that her baby would grow up to preach, suffer terribly, save the world, and change history? I'd like to think she was just living in the moment, with the unlimited possibilities of a future for her child put into the back of her mind, just basking in the love for her newborn child. She was doing what we all try as parents to do, to love our children. and to provide for them in the best way we can with what we have. And thank God she did.
Dan shares, "In this child, God also says to me, I am not somewhere out there. I am right here. I am ever at your side, for you and in you, in all that you do. Look at the crucifix. That is my part. With it, I free you to live out fully the life I have created in you. Cast your burdens on me. Be my love in the world."
Madeline has one line: "This child is our bridge to eternity."
And Teresa shares, "What child is this? This child is the upset stomach I get when I hear about injustices, such as sweatshops, the war in Iraq, or the spread of AIDS. This child is the uncomfortable feeling I have when a man or a woman who is homeless approaches me for money or food. Perhaps it is strange to think of Jesus this way, but for me it's necessary. The upset stomach I get is Jesus urging me to speak up for those who need a voice. Many times my initial reaction to Jesus' revelation is, 'Go away or pick somebody else.' But that child never promised it would be easy, only that he would help us."
Christ outside and Christ within us. The child in us who holds no prejudices, harbors no anger, creates no boundaries. The child who lays tranquil in your presence, at peace with the world. This child is the light and hope of the world. This child is Christ, who shares his tranquility, light, and hope. Thanks, Rebecca.
What child is this? Paul writes, "The world literally seems to come to a stop because of this child. We stop to share a meal with family, have a drink with friends, share generosity and hospitality, return to religious traditions, even if only at Christmas time. What an amazing gift this child gives us as we stop, take inventory of our lives, and return to what is truly important, our families, our friends, and sharing with others. I've heard stories of fighting being halted in time of war on Christmas. This child represents peace and all the good that can be in our world. So when we ask, 'What child is this?' I answer, 'This is the child that brings us all together.'"
What child is this, Libby? This is everybody's child, born of God's love and sent to redeem us. We pray that this child becomes the work that we do, the kindness that we show, the generosity that we need to share, and the hope that we all need.
Christy writes, "This child is an embodied dichotomy from his conception to his resurrection. Revered as King of Kings and yet friend to the poor, the disenfranchised and marginalized, and companion to those with no voice. He is the Word, and yet he chose silence as he was tried, sentenced, and executed, so as to be the living Word for all. This child is both devastatingly human and gloriously divine. The one who wails in the night, as any infant does, yet his wailing is not only for the hunger in his belly, but his hunger for peace and justice and for humanity to reclaim its truth, that we have been created for love and not for hate and violence. This child is the one who invites us to wholeness at the same moment, calls us to stand up for our convictions and our faith in God, which ultimately and ironically divides us from one another in our own families of origin and certainly in the greater human family. This child is breathtakingly vulnerable and yet comes to save all of creation."
Thank you.
From the Gospel of Luke. There were shepherds in the locality living in the fields and keeping night watch by turns over their flock. The angel of the Lord shone round them, and they were very much afraid. The angel said to them, "You have nothing to fear. I come to proclaim good news to you, tidings of great joy to be shared by the whole people. This day in David's city, a Savior has been born to you, the Messiah and Lord. Let this be a sign to you. In a manger, you will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes." Now suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in high heaven, peace on earth to those on whom God's favor rests."
Now our reflections continue. We didn't expect it, but a number of children responded to the question, "What child is this?" Here is what they had to say.
Now this is from Katie. "This child is Jesus, who was destined to become our Savior, our friend, and our King. Jesus leads us through our lives and knows what is best for us, even though we might not like it sometimes."
Sean, who's 12, said, "This child is the light of the world and an example for all of us to follow. This child is the Savior and has died for us, has risen, and will come again. His name is Jesus."
Patrick didn't mince a lot of words. "What child is this? Jesus, 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 Jesus."
And Maggie writes, "Dear Father John, hi, I'm Maggie. I'm 8 years old, and I'm one of triplets. Here are our thoughts about what child is this. I say that Jesus is the Son of God. He was born to open the gates of heaven so we could die and live in peace."
Her brother Vincent says, "A loving baby who will grow up to be the best man. He is the Holy Christ."
Johnny said simply, "Jesus is my friend. Yes." And Maggie adds, "My brother Johnny has autism, so he does not give long speeches."
Our mommy says Jesus is the light of the world. Mommy is 20. Just kidding.
And Daddy says Jesus is my friend, our Savior, our hope, an example of pure love, a completely unselfish gift from God. And also now my dad is 80. Ah, just another joke.
Father John, we hope you liked our meanings of God and Jesus. Also, my very, well, maybe, funny jokes.
Rachel and Michaela, who are 8, say, "Who is this Christ child?" Rachel said, "God's Son that blesses us among women." And Michaela says, "God's Son who Mary brought to earth. How has Jesus changed you?" They responded, "He helped me learn about God, how he was born, how to deal with hard things that happen to you. And he helped me learn about good choices and bad choices. Jesus teaches you the good choices and also how to be strong."
We are blessed with still another scripture story that proclaims the birth of the Christ. This story from Matthew's Gospel highlights the appearance of the Magi, who followed the star that led them to the Christ child on Mary's lap. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
After Jesus' birth in Bethlehem of Judea during the reign of King Herod, the astrologers from the east arrived one day in Jerusalem, inquiring, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." At this news, King Herod became greatly disturbed, and with him all Jerusalem. Summoning all of the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they informed him. "Here is what the prophet has written:
And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the princes of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Now Herod called the astrologers aside and found out from them the exact time of the star's appearance. Then Herod sent them to Bethlehem after having instructed the Magi, "Go and get detailed information about the child. And when you have discovered something, report your findings to me, so that I may go and offer him homage too."
After their audience with the king, they set out. The star which they had observed at its rising went ahead of them until it came to a standstill over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, found the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their coffers and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They received a message in a dream not to return to Herod, so they went back to their own country by another route.
They found the child with Mary, his mother. What child? Pam says one who trusted everyday people to carry his message of unconditional love and hope throughout the centuries. Now it's our turn.
Tricia writes, "Love begets love. Remember, we are that child. You are that child. Your neighbor, your friend, your enemy, we are that child. So we must work every day to protect that child within us and everybody. To practice unconditional love, to practice unconditional patience, to practice the steadfast faith that baby brought to us. There is always hope. There is always peace. We must work hard to achieve it. We must let go of those human tendencies of privilege, entitlement, violence, and superiority. Those are not of God, but that baby is."
This child is every child, created by God, sent by God, loved by God. Like every child, this child was conceived in the womb of a woman who was dependent on her for protection, for nourishment, and most especially for love. This child, like every child, was born into the world innocent and dependent on his mother and his father to sustain his very life. Like every child, this child was sent by God for a specific purpose that only he could fulfill. And like the innocent children of today, many men sought to justify killing him. This child has a message for us today: respect and defend life from the moment of conception. Thanks, Mary.
Leslie shares, "To me, what child is this means a sense of wonder and excitement about the world around us, reflecting on each day, hour by hour, and seeing the world as a young child sees it, no matter how old we are.
This child is the complete and most pure expression of love. This child is in every single one of us, no matter our age, our gender, race, ethnicity, income, education, country of origin, language. This child keeps us all connected as one. This child is our friend, Daniela shares with us, our support, our confidant, our counselor, our guide, our leader, and our partner in life.
What child is this? For me, it is hope. Kay shares, in my work with terminally ill folks, there's always the spiritual, but more importantly, there is hope, which I believe is the child. The hope changes and shifts as time passes, from hope for a cure, to hope for maintenance of dignity, to hope for little pain, to hope for a peaceful, swift death. These, of course, change with each individual, but the feeling is present in all.
When I was growing up, my mother always told me that Jesus was the light and retold the story of Christmas every year, setting up the manger in our house and lighting the candles. From the star over Bethlehem, the lighting of the candles, through the words of Christ and deeds, what child is this is the light, my light, taking away my darkest hours. And Greg adds from the Gospel of John, as long as I am with you, I am the light of the world.
Lou shares with us, this child is the heart of God.
This child is the young people who are praying for whom we are praying, who have suffered from tragic accidents, illness, cancer, home distress. They are the children in our religious education program who are piecing together knowledge and wonder about the season through traditions of Advent wreath, Jesse tree, scripture study, prayer chains and boxes, nativity drama, including St. Francis miracles and more. This child is those who are gifting their time, talent and treasure personally and with their families, for families in need and those children who will receive with humility and gratitude. They are the babies of single teen parents who will receive gifts because of the children's awareness and family generosity. What child is this? Newly confirmed teens who still question their faith practice and need the power of the Holy Spirit to guide their prayer and practice. So many children with so many needs that the infant Jesus reveals God's love each and every day.
Rocia adds to our reflection, this child we see is He. The heartbeat of your soul when you're suddenly stopped with an awe that is so beautiful you cannot resist but savor the moment. Just like when a person catches a glimpse of the real infant, anywhere, at any moment, and the immediate reaction is a soothing, loving feeling that simply happens. So too, this child is that wonderment that our minds experience. This child is our everything, our King, our babe that loves and brings out love in us. When we prostrate before His real presence in the Blessed Sacrament, and we feel the comfort, the hug, the blanket, the warmth that embraces us, that is He, this child that we see. When the wife or the husband turn to Him in anguish and distress, and the response in this is this calmness and caressing of our person, that is He, the child that we see. When the daughter or son come frustrated and scolded to slouch before Him, it is He that strokes the wrinkles in a grimace until the smile escapes the corners of the lips. It is He, this child we see. When the aged body struggles to move in ordinary ways, lining up to pay in a store, to get on a bus, to cross the street, to move through a crowd, and then upon looking up sees a person smiling or reaching out a hand, that is He, this child we see. When tears seem endless and our skin is so puffed that an overwhelming exhaustion weighs us down, and then without notice to time, the peace settles in. It is He, this child we see. When we blush in shame for a repentant moment of ill will and we hear those words to send us forth with absolution and a blessing, and then we lift up our head to see His light, it is He, this child that we see. When we hug and kiss and laugh and skip, it is He, this child we see.
And we ask God's blessing at this Christmas upon us all. May the light that always shines in the darkness shine through us these dark days.
Amen. May the joy of the good news of Emmanuel, God with us, influence all that we do.
Amen. Amen. May we know that we too are wrapped in God's love on Christmas, and especially whenever life gets tough.
Amen. Amen. May the good news of our Savior's birth be a blessing of God's love on all people everywhere.
Amen.
Amen.
And this Christmas, may God burst unbidden into our lives and bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Merry Christmas.